Welcome to the unofficial Bulls of Senior Hockey League podcast. Corey, we've got three games left.
Two at least, three at the most. I really can't wait. I hope I'm feeling better, but I do not plan on missing anything. Weather pending, I heard Saturday might not be good weather. Of course it wouldn't be so.
I don't know. I haven't actually checked. Let's check right now. Saturday. So the games are Saturday at 8 in Dalhousie. Monday, 8:30 in Doaktown, and then Wednesday, 8:30, if necessary, in Dalhousie again, correct?
8:30 in Dalhousie?
Pretty sure, yep.
Jesus Christ, they're trying to kill us.
The weather looks perfectly fine this weekend, so perfectly we should be fine. Good to go.
I saw on the BSHL Facebook page watching the people go at each other's throats, to say the very least. Somebody had said that there was crap weather coming, but if that's not the case, we're all good.
Yeah, no, it looks like a little bit of something, but nothing too serious. We'll see what happens. If so, then I don't know, push it today. Yeah. Oh yeah, look at that. There might actually be some weather on Saturday night. All right. Well, we'll wait and see what happens. As of right now, the tentative plan is to be in Dalhousie Saturday, Doaktown Monday, and Dalhousie Wednesday. Why wouldn't it storm on a game day when the weather's been as perfect as it's been?
When we're so close to the finals, so close to ending it all, let's have a storm, of course. Let's do it.
So I want to talk about something that maybe is controversial with some people. I want to talk about fish bowls and bird cages. it's been coming up in the comments repeatedly. What's your feeling on players wearing a fishbowl or a birdcage?
Their choice.
I have no problem with it.
No problems whatsoever.
First of all, like, I have a really nice nose. I'm a big dude. But one thing that I have is I have this nose that, like, don't touch my nose. I have a really nice nose. I'd wear a birdcage for sure. You know what? I'd probably wear a fishbowl. I don't think I'd wear a birdcage because the birdcages, I don't know if you've ever worn like a hockey helmet with a birdcage on it, but it's friggin' heavy, dude. It's like an awkward thing. So I don't think I could wear a birdcage. I'd probably be one of the guys wearing a fishbowl, though.
You keep saying birdcage, and it just keeps reminding me of Chantal.
Yeah, of Miramichi. And people getting pissed off at people chirping Zach Whitlock. That's funny, man. I will say that if you're going to wear one, don't play like an asshole.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you're going to wear one and then you're going to skate around like a prick and high stick people and do stupid shit, expect that somebody's going to try to grab that and rip it off your face.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that anybody does. All right. Yeah. But people from both sides, you'll have River Valley fans saying, oh, Peltier wears a birdcage or wears a fishbowl and skates around and lays hits and he's going to get his. Then you got people going, ah, that Whitlock. People from Dalhousie, oh, that Whitlock, you know, dirty player. Can't believe that he wears a fishbowl, a birdcage. I don't know. I don't think either of them are dirty players.
Me neither.
So I don't really have any issue with either of them wearing it. I do remember a game in Dalhousie where Peltier was kind of pushing John Hardy's buttons and they got into it at center ice and Hardy grabbed the hold of his visor and like tried to rip it off. It looked so painful for poor Peltier. Like it looked like the guy was going to try to pop his freaking head off. There's a risk with wearing those for sure.
For sure. If you have an injury to the face, it's understandable. If you just don't want to take the chance, it's understandable. Hell, I can't skate. You won't find me wearing skates. You won't find me jumping on the ice, let alone not protecting this beautiful face of mine. You should see the grin on Corey's face right now. He can't believe that I said that.
I have nothing to say about your beautiful face. I think, you know, some of these guys have very professional jobs. So when you think about, like, you know, the one example I'm going to give is Bob Peltier. He wears a full face. He's also a nurse at the hospital. So do you want to go to the hospital to work with like cuts on your face looking like you've just been through hell? Doesn't look super professional. Doesn't really give off the vibe of you should trust me. I'm a nurse. If you look like you've been through the mean streets of Brooklyn, I don't know. So I'm all for personal choice. Obviously the affiliate players wear them because they have to, but I don't really mind them that much. I do enjoy a good heckle.
Yeah, a good heckle is fine. Until someone points it out to me, I never even notice them.
You don't notice when people are wearing fishbowls and bird cages?
No, I'm always looking for the number on the bat.
Cataracts. I wonder if he's got cataracts or something. He's getting old. Your vision must be going.
Listen, most of the time I see hockey players without hockey gear and I don't even know who they are because they're not looking the same as I always see them.
It's true. We were in Dalhousie. We walked by and this guy fist bumps us. And I was like, hey, Joey, how's it going? And Corey had no idea it was Joey Bernard. We've interviewed the guy.
Yeah.
We got like 20 feet away and Corey was like, who's that? And I was like, what? And he's like, that, who's that? And I was like, it's Joey Bernard. And he's like, oh shit, I didn't realize. You remember that? That was hilarious.
I realized. Like, there are some guys that have said hi to me.
Yeah.
And I've talked to them, had full-blown conversations with them. Weeks later, I realized who they were. Some people say I have tunnel vision. I look forward and not anywhere else.
You stare just at the phone when you're streaming. Just at
there
the phone.
You go. I'm always looking for the number on the back. Try to memorize that. This sounds mean, but the face is unimportant when it comes to hockey.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. Yeah. I get it, though. I get it. Did you see that I posted that Thibaut goal that you got in Dalhousie?
After you posted it, you sent it to me, and 3-4 other people send it to me, and at least 2 of them were like, call of the century.
It was a really good call by you. You were feeling it that night, eh?
And a lot of people were like, okay, you're for Dalhousie. I'm not. I'm not for any team. But how can you not get excited in their home rink, and they tie it up with 5 minutes left?
Especially when you're a Dalhousie fan like you.
Yeah, of course. You know, there you go. Lots of great people in Dalhousie. Lots of great people in River Valley. But I don't know. I was just feeling it that night, I guess.
Tracy started to joke that so our comments section on Facebook has been unhinged. It's been great. Yeah. People are chirping each other for the most part. It's very civil. It's hilarious, though. I've only had to block or like remove maybe 5 or 10 messages. For the most part, people are just like, you know, I don't know. Innocent chirping is great. I have no problem with it. If you start to personally attack each other, I might go in and remove a comment, but that's about it. And Tracy has started to notice the trend that all Elsa Puck Duck fans are really big Dalhousie fans right now. So she started to call Dalhousie the Blue Hawks. And it cracked me up when she said this afternoon. She put it in the chat. She's like, oh yeah, the Blue Hawks. I said that to Travis and he's like, please don't call us that. And I was like, no, you're the Blue Hawks now, man. But it's true. A lot of Miramichi fans are cheering for Doaktown. A lot of Hawks fans are cheering for Dalhousie. I wonder what like the northern teams are cheering for. Who's shipping and cheering for? I wonder who the JC's fans are cheering for. The JC's fans are really distracted right now with the Steamers.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a loyalty to hockey for these people where your team's not there, but I kind of want to see what happens. But this team eliminated my team, so I'm not cheering for them, so I'm going with this team.
But then why do Miramichi fans still support River Valley? Is it because they're all so close?
I think it's the closeness. Yeah. I think River Valley and Miramichi, it's a rivalry. But at the end of the day, it's not like LC and Buctouche where they hate each other's guts.
Yeah, they're friends at the end of the day on some level. I get that. I agree with that probably. But anyway, it's just been funny seeing fans of other teams. We love to see it, man. Love to see fans of teams that have been eliminated still keeping up with the playoffs. And I love seeing some guys. We've seen some guys at the rinks that are Northman fans or Hawks fans. Very cool. Very cool to see.
Now, you mentioned that. I'm still surprised every time I see a fan from another team.
Yep.
That you know that they're fans of this team because they've messaged you maybe 1,000 times for updates or whatever, and they're like questioning about the finals and all that. And I'm like, I haven't talked to this guy in a while, or I haven't talked to this girl in a while. Hey, how's it going? You know, and they're still watching. They're still interested. And that's good. That's good. The fact that we can stream the game and bring it to people. Really proud of the BSHL podcast for that.
The big news, the Marauders. I was just talking with Travis a bit earlier because I wanted to check in, see how ticket sales were going. They're almost sold out on Saturday night.
Not shocked at all.
There's something like 90%+ sold out. He thinks they're going to be sold out by the end of tonight. So by the end of Wednesday night, crazy. The support that city has for that team is nuts.
Yeah. It's crazy. We talked with River Valley fans that were in Dalhousie, and they said, man, the arena is huge. And they packed it up, and how loud it got. Like
So loud.
When you hear me screaming on the streams, that's because I can't hear myself talk. That's how loud it is. I had fans behind me, fans next to me, and the air horns all around me. I'm talking just like this right now. I'm not hearing my own voice, so I have to scream. And I'm screaming directly into the camera, so people are like, this guy's fired up.
It was the call, though. It's just the way that you were like, Dalhousie really needs that goal right now. And then he scores. It was just, man, the timing.
And
was,
they did it. Tie game. Epic.
Timing was epic. It was a great one. It'll go down. It's maybe it's not quite as good as Nashville Hot Chicken, but it's pretty darn good. It's definitely as good as the Chainsaw.
The Chainsaw. Oh, my God. Rum, 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 rum.
Couple games ago, Corey's on the call, and he's sitting next to me. So it's Corey, then me, then Ricky. We haven't talked about this on the podcast yet, so let's get into it. It's Corey, then me, then Ricky, and in front of me is my mom and Cheryl. And Adam Story, who's become a really good friend of the podcast, he was working that night. So he's messaging Corey and stuff, and he's in the chat. So he's working, but kind of like listening to the stream at the same time. And River Valley scores a goal. And Adam goes, you guys muted too quick. I wanted to hear the chainsaw. And Corey looks at me with this mischievous grin, and I'm like, what the hell are you about to do? And again, Ricky's on my left, and Ricky's just the nicest guy. And Corey goes, hey, Adam, you want to hear the chainsaw? Or no, it was, hey, Adam, sorry, wants to hear the chainsaw. All right, here you go, Adam. And then you did your go for it.
Rum, 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 rum. Rum, 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 rum.
Oh, man. Ricky started laughing so hard next to me. My sister's trying to record. She's shaking. My mom's bent over, too. I was dying. Somehow you kept a fairly straight face and gave another set of rums. I'll put that clip in at the end of this podcast so everybody can hear it. It's one of the funniest bloody things that's happened on the I'm going to put in the Adam Story intro. And then the Corey, I think that's the best version.
That's the best one, because me just going rum, 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 that's funny. That's funny. You putting in Adam basically on the call that night doing the PR or the PA PR.
He's doing the PA, the PR, and the PQ, PDQ.
So anyway,
the DQ,
he's trying to rev up the crowd. And he's going, crank that saw, crank that saw. And you'll hear at the end what happens.
Such a good cut. Oh, man. I've probably listened to it 100 times and laughed every time.
Yeah, me too. So, I showed it to my mom and my stepdad and all that. And like, it takes a lot to crack up my mom, and that definitely cracked her up.
Yeah, it was a pretty random moment. Do you think it's going to be Dalhousie wins at home Saturday, River Valley wins at home Monday, we go back to Dalhousie on Wednesday?
I think so. I think it's so evenly matched. Yeah, I think home and home, and then game seven up in the air.
You know what I love? I love that one team is going to have fans on Monday night in the rink, and they're going to be nervous as hell. So nervous. There's nothing like facing elimination.
I keep saying I want to have game seven overtime. Because no, it's funny because
we're not going to get home till 3 a.m.
That's fine. It's the last game. We can do this. But what's funny is I was like, it would be so quiet. It would be you would have such this nervous energy. And there we are, big grins on our face. Who's going to score? Who's going to score?
It's so true, though. That happens a lot. People, especially in overtime, everybody's nervous around us. And we're just sitting there with big smiles on our face enjoying some good hockey.
Yep. It's like in Doketown, the last game. When the game started, it was so quiet.
Dead quiet.
That, like, even the clips that Cheryl took, yep. You hear me talking in the background. That's how quiet it is.
Clear as day. It was so – it always baffles me when you're in a crowded rink and everybody's silent and it's that – like, it happened to Dalhousie, too, in overtime.
Yep.
Like, you get that many people together, you shouldn't be able to hear a pin drop. But it keeps happening. It's very interesting. In those pivotal moments, it's hard to make noise. So,
yep.
Pretty awesome. If you don't have your tickets yet for Dalhousie on Saturday – get a move on. They're about to run out. So
yeah, they might be already gone by the time you hear this.
It's true. They might be. But if not, check in. Get to Esso. Pick up some chigs.
Chigs.
How was your barbecue chicken pizza?
Too good.
It was too good.
Too good.
Not good.
It was too good.
Too good. What makes it? What makes something too good versus good?
When you eat it and you look in the mirror and you're like, oh, God.
I wish I had another, or, oh, God, what am I looking at?
Exactly.
Which one?
The ladder.
The ladder? Okay, okay. You look like a ladder.
Yeah, I wish I was tall like a ladder, at least.
Man, Corey?
We saw getting Chig's Pizza, we saw Adam and his wife and his daughter, a junior story. And little story. She's what, 13 years old, and she's a foot taller than me? How fair is that?
It's life.
That's a horrible life.
You're a solid, like, you're 10 cheeseburgers tall. That's your height now. 10 cheeseburgers tall.
Well, laying on my back, right?
I don't want to talk about that. Jesus. Even PG. This is a PG podcast. Corey, I watched Get Pucked earlier.
Oh, yeah?
Pretty interesting. Pretty good. The people's comments on Dave Boyce's interview were a bit all over. Mm. He, you know, you can tell that they were in it to record a show, not necessarily to have a hockey team.
Yeah.
That much came across. And I think that upset some people that are very, very proud of this league. But I think the show's great. I enjoyed episode one. It's going to be very interesting to see how it progresses. We'll have to make sure you watch it later tonight, and then we'll get on something and have a chat about it.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
We'll make that happen. All right. Corey, we'll be in Dalhousie, hopefully weather pending, on Saturday.
Hopefully.
And we'll see you soon.
Take care.
All right, Lumberjacks fans, let's crank up the song.
Rum, 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 rum. Rum, 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 rum. There you go, Adam. That's for you, buddy.